White Rocket Entertainment.
White Rocket Entertainment, podcast number 376.
10, 9, 8, 7, ignition sequence started. All engines are started. We have ignition, 2, 1, 0. We have a liftoff. We have a liftoff, and it's lighting up the area. It's just like daylight here at Kennedy Space Center as the Saturn V is moving off the pad. It is now clear of the tower.
Hello and welcome to the White Rocket Podcast, brought to you by White Rocket Entertainment and by all of our great supporters via Patreon.com. I'm Van Allen Plexico, and I'm joined by my semi-regular co-host in this program and my annual competitor and opposition for our Lord of the Rings trivia extravaganza, John Ringer. Welcome back aboard, John.
Glad to be here, Van. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, this is our third annual event where we trivialize the Lord of the Rings and grill each other on our Lord of the Rings, what's it called? This is from the Lord of the Rings Trivial Pursuit game. And as I've said the last 2 years, I had the game. Nobody ever wants to play it with me. So John and I divided up the cards, and neither one of us have looked at them. And what we do is we're going to go through four cards. We're going to go back and forth with four cards, which are, I believe, six questions on each. And we're going to see who can get the most right. And I believe, I don't remember exactly, but I think in our last 2 years, I think we tied once, and I think you won by one question once. So it's been very competitive.
It's really been very even.
Yes, very much so. And as you were just saying before we got started, John, neither one of us has really watched them in a while, so we may not do as well this year as we did last year or the year before, but we'll see how it goes. So this is our fun thing that we do every year for the holidays, and I guess we'll get right on into it. Let's see. So who wants to go first? Who will ask questions first? I'll let you pick.
I can ask first.
All right. John will ask the first set of six questions of me, and then I'll hit him back with six, and we'll go back and forth, and we'll see how it turns out. And if you listening at home do much better than we do, then contact us, let us know, and tell us how dumb we are and how we disappointed you all and failed you miserably. All right, so John, fire away. First question is from our Lord of the Rings Trivia Extravaganza 2018. Woo!
All right. Whose blurry face does Frodo see speaking to him when he is feverish in Rivendell?
I feel like he sees several people when he's feverish in Rivendell, but the one I remember specifically is Elrond, who's trying to heal him.
Correct.
All right. That's one mark for me. All right.
What kind of beings does Shelob normally eat for food?
Well, the only other beings foolish enough to go into her lair other than the hobbits and Gollum would be orcs.
That's correct.
All right. Two for two. I'm off to a good start.
What two things does Legolas say Fangorn is full of?
Ooh, that's interesting. What two things does Legolas say Fangorn? I mean, I know that Gimli has a lot to say about Fangorn, but Legolas, I don't think I'm going to be able to think of one that he said, much less two. I'm gonna have to pass on this one.
All right, they're full of memory and anger.
Oh, the trees, right? Okay, all right. That's not even a swing. That one just went right past the plate on me. All right, number four.
What natural feature hides the entrance to Faramir's cave?
Oh, waterfall.
Yes.
Yeah, all right. Same trick used in Last of the Mohicans.
What type of beasts do the orcs ride into battle against the people of Rohan?
I think they call those wargs.
You are correct, sir.
All right. And so that's four out of five, and one more to go.
What characters do Peter Jackson's children, Billy and Katie, play in The Two Towers?
Ooh.
You don't have to give me the names of the characters. You have to tell me, like, what do they do in the movie?
Right. Well, I know they're in all three movies, and I definitely know what type of characters they are in Fellowship of the Ring. I think in The Two Towers, I think they are part of the Rohan community that's in the caves. Are they Rohirrians?
You are correct, sir.
All right.
They are Rohirrim children hiding in the caves at Helm's Deep.
There we go. All right. I would say what the other two are, but I don't want to give it away in case that's a question to you, although it's very unlikely. But I actually, I think... I mean, you're not going to get it. I mean, you're not going to get asked that. I'm pretty sure in Fellowship of the Ring, they're hobbits, right? Watching the fireworks.
Yes, I think so. And in the third one, they're in Gondor on the streets, I think.
Oh, okay. And they'd have been a little bit older by then, so they wouldn't look quite the same. Yeah, yeah. Okay. Do you remember who Peter Jackson played in Return of the King?
No.
He was one of the captains on the black ships.
Oh, I forgot that. Yeah. See, you better not be giving it all away. We got questions to ask here.
Yeah, we'll see. All right, here's the first set of questions for you. Who did Peter Jackson play? No. Just kidding. Let's see. All right. Here is your first question. If I can focus my eyes here in the palatial White Rocket Studios, which are kind of dark right now. Number one, who does Frodo hear singing Let me start that one over. Who does Frodo hear singing a song about an elf maiden named Luthien?
Aragorn.
I'm pretty sure that it is. Yes, Aragorn.
Because it's the Lay of Beren and Luthien from the Silmarillion.
Right. I think, is that only in the extended version?
Yes.
I was going to say, I think that was a scene that was added in the extended version, but it's not in the original, yeah. Which is, I'm glad it was added. God, the extended versions are so much. But I actually saw the entire three movie set on Blu-ray at Target for $10. And I thought, there's no way they're selling the three movies together on Blu-ray for $10. And then I saw it said theatrical cut. And I'm like, oh, that's overcharging. All right, let's see. By the way, for those listening who don't own it, I did see that iTunes currently has the extended trilogy on iTunes for $25. That's a pretty good deal.
That's a lot of content for your money.
It is. I've got the Blu-ray box set, but yeah, and the DVD box set. But yeah, that's pretty good. All right. Number two for John. Who calls Sam a nice hobbit 1 minute and a cruel hobbit the next minute?
Oh, Gollum.
It's got to be Gollum, yeah. Yep. I'm always going to double check, but I'm pretty confident about some of these. All right, number three. Who paddles the boat Sam and Frodo are in when the Fellowship leaves Lothlorien?
I'm going to say Aragorn.
Yes. That is correct. I believe Boromir is paddling the other one, right? That's got the other
hobbit. Well, there's three, and then there's one with Legolas and Gimli, I think.
Yeah, because they start...
Boromir, yeah.
They start hanging out after they first don't like each other. That's right. Okay, you're a three for three. Number four. What sounds did the dwarves hear before the Moria attack, according to Balin's journal? Let me read that one again, because that's kind of complicated diction there. What sounds did the dwarves hear before the Moria attack, according to Balin's journal?
Drums.
Drums in the deep. Yes, four for four. All right,
yes.
I need you to miss one of these next two, okay? So I need you to be very wrong about this. If it says, like, who is the evil Dark Lord with the eyeball, I need you to say Merry or Pippin, okay? All right, here we go. Number five. What twosome joins Aragorn in battling the Uruk-hai at Amon Hin so that Frodo has time to escape? What twosome joins Aragorn in battling the Uruk-hai at Amon Hin so that Frodo has time to escape?
It's Legolas and Gimli.
It is. I was hoping you'd say Merry and Pippin. Dang it. All right.
We are
they're there too, throwing rocks and crap. They get carried away. They get a little carried away. Ba-dum-bum. I'm doing my Fozzie Bear ears. All right. It is tied at 5, but you have a chance to pull into the lead here and sweep the first round. What effect at Moria's West Gate was created with reflective road sign material? I assume they mean like in special effects, not like as part of the story. I don't remember, you know, Gondor or whatever having reflective.
Did the dwarves mine that in Moria?
And they provided it to Rohan for their horse signs. Yeah. What effect at Moria's West Gate was created, I guess, by special effects people with reflective road sign material?
It's got to be the invisible door, only visible by moonlight thing.
Yeah, the lettering on the doors. That is correct. You got it. Speak, friend, and enter. All right, so John has taken a commanding 6-5 lead, and we go. And by the way, if I didn't mention it before, we're going to do 4 rounds, 24 questions each, and that provides a pretty good, solid program, I think, and also should separate us by at least one. Although 1 year it did not, so. All right, you ready for round 2?
I am. Are you ready?
I doubt it, but we'll do the best we can here. I'm already in the hole.
All right.
The black pit of Moria.
Who is Theoden talking to when he says, "The last time I looked, you were not Rohan's king"?
Ooh, yeah. They did have a couple of testy exchanges. I'm pretty sure that was Aragorn.
You are correct, sir.
Yeah, that's right.
All right. Who sits on a small throne next to the main one when Pippin arrives at Minas Tirith?
Yeah. It is almost like a little school desk. Like he's sitting there with his apple juice and his ham sandwich or something. That would be the steward of Gondor, Denethor.
You are correct.
And by the way, he just popped up in Stargate SG-1 that I was watching the other day, so he's John Noble.
All right. Who gives Pippin a leg up into Gandalf's cart at Bilbo's party? Who gives Pippin a hand up into Gandalf's cart at Bilbo's party?
All right. Well, if it's not...
Come on.
If it's not Merry, then I give up on life, right?
It's Merry. Okay. It's 100% Merry.
Good, good, good. All right. Number 4.
What kind of lettering was used to describe the words on the One Ring?
The black speech of Mordor.
Well, but I think what the question is asking is when Bilbo or Frodo looks at it, how does he describe the lettering? What does it look like to him?
Oh, it's fire. It's burning, flaming letters.
No, but he's trying to, what type of letters does it look like to Frodo?
Oh, does he say it's Elvish?
Yes.
Okay. All right. I appreciate you giving me an extra chance or two there, because that wasn't a very clear question.
It's a very poorly worded question,
all right.
I thought.
Is that fair enough? Do I get credit for that one?
Yeah,
right.
You're in.
All right. Thank you. And thank you. Appreciate that. That's very, very sporting. That was very sporting.
What weapons in the hand of the What weapon is in the hand of the Argonauth statue on the Eastern Riverbank?
Oh no! All right, this is going to take some. This is going to take some thought. Which weapon is in the hand?
And it says the Eastern Riverbank.
I think I can do it. Well, here's the thing: in the book, they are both holding axes. But in the movie, I think one of them has a sword and one of them may have an axe. And they are traveling down the Anduin going south, which means that the eastern statue will be on the left.
That's correct.
Okay, as they see it. And I think the one on the left was holding a sword. So I'm just going to say a sword.
Axe.
Oh, son of a...
I never would have got that. First, I had the poster. You know which one I'm talking about.
Yeah, I've got it framed in my living room. Heck yeah.
I had that on the back of my office door for 10 years. So every time I closed my office door, I would see it. And I was that close to it for 10 years. And I have no idea what the answer to that is.
Well, see, that's what I say. In the book, they both hold an axe. But I was thinking for sure that they had like changed it in the movie to where at least one of them has a sword. I'm gonna hold on a minute. I'm gonna look right now. I'm sure I'm wrong and I miss it, but let's see. I'm gonna bring up an image of it. And let's see. Crap. The one on the left is holding an axe, and the one on the right is holding the sword. Son of a gun. There it is, plain as day. Yeah, it's really hidden, though. I mean, it's almost in his robes of his sleeve, the axe. But, hey, I had everything right as far as east and west and all that.
You knew more about it than I did.
Well, you know, it's funny because there's paintings that were done separately from the movie, and they have very clearly have axes. So, all right. So I missed that one. So I missed. Did I miss?
We got one more.
Oh, good. I was gonna say I was thinking that I'd only done 4 out of 6, but that's good. All right. So, one more to go.
Golly. What large outdoor set in the Fellowship of the Ring was built on an old army base? A, Isengard, B, Bree, or C, Weathertop?
I think Weathertop was actually like a hill. They just put the little rocks in CGI around it. So I'm going to think it's not Weathertop. So that leaves Bree or what was the other one?
Isengard.
Isengard doesn't look like much of an army base. I'm going to go Bree.
You are correct.
Hey, all right. So I salvaged something out of that round.
I thought for sure you were going to miss that. That was you approached it very logically, though.
No, I just try to eliminate what I can eliminate, and I figured I'd still be wrong. All right, so it is currently 10-6 my way, but I have now dropped a question in each of the first quarter and the second quarter. So here we go with the second quarter for John. Here we go. Number one. Who yells and awakens Treebeard in Fangorn Forest? Who yells and awakens Treebeard in Fangorn Forest? And they have a multiple choice here. An orc, Merry, or Pippin?
It's either Merry or Pippin, because one of them was like falling.
You want me to get out the Jeopardy music?
I'm going to say Merry.
You should have gone with your gut. It was Pippin. I'm back alive. All right. It was Pippin when he goes, he falls. Yeah.
I said he falls off the face, kind of.
I think so. Yep. When in doubt, go with Pippin. For something stupid. Number two, where does Eowyn say the wild men are moving? This is another one where the phrasing made me mess up the cadence of it. Where does Eowyn say the wild men are moving through and burning? The Westfold, Ithilien, or Osgiliath?
The Westfold.
I was going to say, you could have gotten that one even without the multiple choice probably, but the multiple choice kind of made it obvious. But yeah, the Westfold. That has got to be correct. All right. Ding, ding. Number three, how many? How many Limbus biscuits does Pippin eat before leaving Lothlórien? I'm glad that you got that one and not me, because dang, how many Limbus biscuits does Pippin
good
eat?
Good gosh. So they tell him, like, a tiny corner of this can sustain a grown man for a day or whatever.
Right.
And then he's like, I ate.
Yes. And he burps. Because he's a hobbit.
I'm going to say six.
Pippin is killing you this round. It was four.
Oh, dang it.
All right, I think we're
freaking Pippin.
I think we are now back on par with each other. Yeah, Pippin's killing you. Number four. Wow. Okay, you got a tough card this time, John. I don't envy you. How many years did the ring lie quiet in Bilbo's keeping?
Are we looking for an exact number?
Yes.
Holy shit.
They don't even give you a multiple choice. How many years did the ring lie quiet in Bilbo's keeping?
I mean, I want to think I could do the math. Like, his birthday was his 111th birthday, right?
Yeah, I think
so. The party. And he found the ring. It was some special hobbit year for him when he was a young man.
It's tough.
80.
60. If you've been within a couple, I'd have absolutely given it to you. But
no, that's a good question.
Because I was thinking you were going to think maybe he was 50 when he went on the trip. And so 50, and like you said, from 111 would be 60. So yeah, I thought you might say 61. And I would have absolutely given you credit for something
but
around there.
I thought he was younger than that, though, when he went.
Yeah, well, I remember they seem younger. 50 to him is like 20 to us or something. All right, that was number four. Number five. Who cleans his sword right after the Fellowship escapes through the East Gate of Moria? Dang, this is the hardest card ever. Good grief. Who cleans his sword right after the Fellowship escapes through the East Gate?
I don't think it's that. There's only two people. It's Boromir or Aragorn, because they're the only ones that are carrying swords and walking. So I'm gonna and Aragorn was all business at that point. So I'm gonna say Aragorn.
Yes, it was Aragorn. Very good.
Because everybody else was in the he's dead,
right?
You know, and Aragorn was like, we gotta go.
Yeah, even Boromir was kind of like being emotional about it. All right, let me see. I want to make sure I got the numbers right. Okay, so here is your sixth and final question for this card. Which of the free people of Middle-earth were the most difficult for the movie makers to portray? Well, that's not... I really don't like this card that you got, man.
It's fine.
I'm mad on your behalf. That's like, how do you judge that?
Well, it's a special effects question. Like, was it harder to do the dwarves, the elves, or the hobbits?
Yeah. Yeah.
And I'm going to say the dwarves.
And the answer is the elves.
Don't bite me.
That was not a fair card at all.
Some tough questions.
I'm going to object to it up until I like crash and burn on the next one, and then I'll be glad you got it. So we are at halftime with the score. Van has 10 and John has 8. We have to pause here to thank our patrons that keep our shows on the air. And for as little as a dollar a month, you too can be a patron and help keep shows like this coming year-round, every week, every month of the year. We are cranking out new programming from the White Rocket Entertainment family. And here are our current folks who contribute to keeping our shows going. They include Brendan O'Dwyer, Samuel Salvatore, Christopher Burleson, Christopher Brock, Carl Von Drunker, Phil Amthor, Susan Trawick, Ben Spooner, Stephen Thompson, Chris Usher, Justin Bean, Steve Trawick, Richard Stevens, Johnny Caldwell, Reynolds Wolf, Joshua Corbett, Valiant Hermes, Jacob and Robin Fleming, Clay Henson, Ann Kangian, Catherine England, George Gaston, Will Summerford, John McCune, Tom Anderson, David Evers, Andrew Barber, Timothy, Steve Harlan, Dan Thompson, Wes Atkinson, Rich Reimer, Jared Albrick, William Glenn Matthews, Joel Beckham, Theodore Gary, Sharon Butson, Taylor, David Hegler, Mickey B, Hugh Anderson, Shane Bailey, Nick Vigicana, Chris Thrash, Logan Chilton, Tony Perry, Alex Nguyen, Josh Teal, David Simpson, Earl Ricks, Mike Finley, C.T. Wayne, Dave Powell, Ivor Evans, John Zvachin, Chris Camo, Darren Pyle, Chris Wardam Wade, Jason Albrick, Randall Walker, Ben Amos, Ruth and Darren Sutherland, Patrick Williams, Rob Morgan, Stephen Schuster, James Taylor, John Stubbs, Kenneth Brent Rains, Nicholas Craig, Russell Milling, Matthew Wagstaff, Joey Miller, Mark Squire, Dave Medina, Spanky, Brent Rumble, J.W. Rice, Michael Morton, Lawrence Kane, and our other one-time and anonymous donors. Thank you all so much. And for as little as a dollar a month, you can go to www.plexico.net, P-L-E-X-I-C-O.net, www.plexico.net, and there's a link that you can follow to join up and be a part of the family and help keep us going. Thank you so much. All right. That was a bad quarter for you. You had a few fumbles and a pick six, but go in for halftime. Have a good pep speech from Theoden.
We just got to execute better.
Got to execute. That's all. and I'm over here going, we got to get better at celebrating. All right. So here we go. A third quarter. What you got for me?
All right. What creature, after meeting with others of his own kind, says, "This is not our war"? What creature, after meeting with others of his own kind, says, "This is not our war"?
My first instinct was to go with the hobbits, but I honestly think maybe that was Treebeard.
You are correct,
Woo!
Treebeard.
Ooh, I pulled that one out of the mines of Moria. Yes. All right, number two.
What creature does Frodo tell Faramir that he is bound to?
What creature
does Frodo tell Faramir that he is bound to? That he meaning Frodo, is bound to.
It's got
to
be Gollum.
Yes.
All right.
All right. What kind of attire is Theodred buried in?
Ooh. I just remember him lying there in the flower thing, the little white flowers that grow on the graves. I guess his armor?
Armor is correct.
All right. Woo.
Woo. All right. I mean, I don't know what we could say is pajamas.
I know what they called that, but I assumed it was armor.
What kind of creatures killed Eowyn's father?
Ooh. I'm going to have to say orcs, but.
You are correct.
All right. I thought that seemed a little too obvious, but okay. Number five.
Right. What three-word phrase does Theoden utter as Saruman's army first charges the Deeping Wall?
Oh, man. Theoden, what three-word phrase does Theoden?
What three-word phrase does Theoden utter as Saruman's army first charges the Deeping Wall?
He has so many great lines in that whole section, something about reckless hate. But
just three words, though.
Yeah.
It's the opening moment of the battle.
Yeah. I don't know.
All right. So it begins.
Oh, okay. Oh, so he's a Vorlon suddenly. All right, fine.
And so it begins.
Okay. Last question for this for me.
All right. Here's a fun one for this last one. Good luck with this. What cafe do the Weta people haunt during the trilogy shoot? And you have three choices.
Wait, What cafe did the who?
What cafe did the Weta, W-E-T-A production people.
Oh, the Weta special effects people. Okay.
Yes. Haunt during the trilogy shoot. A, Barlowman's. B, Eva Dixon's place. Or C, Café d'Aristide's.
Well, it's definitely not the first one because that's in the book. That's Barlowman Butterbur. So, what are my other two choices?
Eva Dixon's place or Café d'Aristide's.
IndyCar driver Scott Dixon is from New Zealand, and so I'm going to go, since it's in New Zealand, with the Dixon.
You are correct.
Hey!
I thought for sure you were going to miss that one.
Woohoo! Good. Thank you, Scott Dixon. Way to go. All right, so I missed one in every round so far. I'm batting 5 out of 6 in every round. You have a perfect round and then a not-so-great round. So now let's get your third quarter in. I'm sure you came out after halftime. You had a good speech there, and you're fired up and ready to go, right?
We're ready. We got it.
All right, here we go. Number one, which hobbit lays down to rest at the ruined watchtower of Amon Sul? Or I guess that's Weathertop. Which hobbit lays down to rest at the ruined watchtower of Amon Sul?
Oh, Frodo does, because everybody else decides to make breakfast.
Yeah, in the middle of the night. Yeah, exactly. I was thinking, I was having a hard time with that one too until I remembered him waking up and seeing the fire. Yeah, good job. All right, number two. Who lives in a fortress with a black tower encircled by a mile-wide ring of stone? Who lives in a fortress with a black tower encircled by a mile-wide ring of stone?
Oh, Saruman.
Saruman. Ba-da-dum. Bum, bum, bum. Boom, boom. Number three. Seriously? All right. I'm gonna be very open to your choice of words for this, okay? You don't have to be super specific. Number three is, what keepsake does Arwen give Aragorn at Rivendell? What keepsake does Arwen give Aragorn at Rivendell?
In the movies.
Yes. I actually used to own one of these, but it was taken by a friend of mine and never given back. You can describe it or however you want.
I'm just thinking through. Like, she gave me a lock of the hair. She gave.
No. What keepsake does Arwen give Aragorn at Rivendell?
Oh.
Yes. Back up.
Oh, I was the. Keepsake. It's not the broken sword.
Mm-hmm. It is mine to give to who I choose.
I don't know.
The Evenstar pendant, the little silver.
Okay, yes.
That little silver pendant thing that we later see in the orc's hand or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. Number four. Oh, gosh. Okay. This is crazy. Which finger on his left hand? That's not phrased right. On which finger of his left hand does Frodo wear the ring at Amon Sul or Weathertop? On which finger of his left hand, they really screwed up the phrasing on this. On which finger of his left hand does Frodo wear the ring when they're at Amon Sul?
Good gosh.
I know.
I think it's his middle finger.
I felt like at some point he had it on his middle finger too, but it's his index finger.
It's fine. Yeah,
no kidding.
That's a good question, though.
You had a 1 in 5 chance pretty much there.
But also, like, is the idea that he wore it on a different finger at other points in the trilogy?
I don't know. I could have sworn, though, that he had it on his middle finger, like at Bree. Mm-hmm. When he falls down and it just, like, magically lands on his finger. I would have said that was his middle finger, but I got to go back and rewatch that. All right, let's see. Number 5. Who in the Fellowship deals the killing blow? That's a poor way of saying it. Who in the Fellowship deals the killing whatever to the cave troll in Moria? Who gets in the last, you know, violence against the cave troll? They have a cave troll.
There's the sequence at the end with Gimli and Aragorn and Legolas all going after. I'm going to say Legolas.
It is Legolas, yes. Ding, 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 ding.
Because I think, doesn't he do the cool slide down thing when it falls down?
And he shoots him with the two arrows in the throat or something like that. Yeah.
Yeah, but then like the thing falls down and he's just like, zip.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. And your last question for this round, what's the name of the actor who plays Legolas?
Come on. And also Pirates of the Caribbean and 20 other things.
Kingdom of Heaven is my favorite that he does, yeah. Black Hawk Down.
I know who it is. I just completely blank.
It probably would have happened to me too.
I'm literally running through the entire cast names in my head now. Golly, this is the easiest layup question I've had today, and I'm completely blanking out. This is embarrassing.
It's that's how it goes, man. I can't ever think of anybody's name.
I mean, it's like Viggo Mortensen, John Rhys Davies, Elijah Wood.
Everybody except who it's asking about.
I can't remember his name right now. It's so stupid.
Orlando Bloom.
Yeah, there you go.
That's just going to happen sometimes. All right. So three rounds down, one to go. And the current score is 15 to 11. So unless I really blow it, I may be on track to finally win. We would have one win. Right. We'd have one win each and a tie in our 3 years of doing this, if that holds true. So I got to hang on here. I got to not totally melt down in the final round. So let's get our final round in. Here we go.
Here we go. Who proclaims himself to be the wielder of the Flame of Arnor? Anor.
Oh, that's got to be Gandalf.
You are correct, sir.
All right. Did you ever notice how Tolkien wrote that line? He alternates flame, fire, or fire, flame 4 times, or he has each of them twice for a total of 4. It always, because you don't want to repeat the same word, you know, in an utterance twice back to back. And so he says something like, I am back to the fire. Yeah, exactly. He says, I am the wielder of the secret fire, keeper of the flame of Ordor, so fire, flame, and then go back to the fire, flame of Udun. See, mm-hmm. so he says fire, flame. That always struck me as very elegantly crafted by Tolkien. Okay.
What kind of creatures guard the watchtower of Cirith Ungol? What two kinds of creatures guard the watchtower of Cirith Ungol?
Oh, gosh. Well, I mean, Okay, because I'm thinking about, I was thinking, when you say two creatures, I'm thinking about the two watchers at Minas Morgul, but they're like statues. Or something. You're talking about up at Cure Thungal. The stairs and the tower. I know there's orcs. I know there's orcs. Is that right?
That's one.
Okay. And then are they counting? No. They're not counting the Uruk Hai as a separate kind of.
They are. That's the answer.
Okay. All right.
Good. And I think this is a very movie.
Yeah.
Version. I think in the books, it's really more like the orcs who are loyal to Minas Morgul and the orcs who are loyal to, whatever.
To Saruman.
Saruman himself. So I think it's more that kind of political thing.
Tell me if that's true. I've always felt like, I need to go back and reread the books again. And I've got Fellowship on Audible so I can start over. But I felt like in the movie they really played up that Saruman had created a whole new type of creature that he was digging out of the mud, and they were different. They could travel during the daylight and all that. I felt like in the movie they really played up the idea that the Uruk-hai were almost like a different type of being. I don't remember them in the books being that different. Do you?
No, it's just a modified orc kind of.
Yeah. Okay. That's what I thought.
What is the name of the ferry the hobbits take to escape the ringwraiths?
Buckleberry Ferry, 20 miles.
You're good.
That's three.
All right. What inhabitant of Middle Earth wrote There and Back Again, A Hobbit's Tale?
Bilbo Baggins.
All right. What weapon does Theoden wield in the Warg Rider attack on the way to Helm's Deep?
Oh. I just his sword is all I remember. I don't remember it had a name or anything.
That's it, his sword. Well, I think the idea was maybe some of them used spears or whatever, bows. Okay. But
yeah, no, he had sword. His cool sword, yeah.
All right.
Last one
what
for me.
What actor? You're good. You're rolling. What actor says, Hobbits are a lot like Scots. It's all about nature and everything their land, which is a very Scottish thing.
That's got to be Billy Boyd Pippin.
You are correct, sir.
All right. Hey, I finally got a six. All right.
I didn't realize. See, I wasn't sure he was the only Scot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, that was always kind of the thing, was that the Tooks are kind of different, and so I thought it was a very good idea in the movie just to make them Scottish, which basically makes them kind of the same as the other hobbits and kind of different. I always thought that was very clever. And plus, the Scottish crowd is usually entertaining in movies like Shrek. Pippin was the Highlander hobbit. Except he didn't come back to life if you stabbed him. All right, here is your final set of questions. Let's see how you close out. Number one. Who in the Broken Fellowship says to expect no welcome in Edoras, the capital of Rohan?
Who? Aragorn.
It is Gandalf.
Dang it! I was so sure it was him, but no, you're right.
I wouldn't have gotten that. I wouldn't have even thought of Gandalf. Number two, what kind of thieves does Gollum say Frodo and Sam are as he creeps up on them? Dirty and rotten, big and fat, or filthy and little?
Dirty and rotten.
Filthy little hobbitses. Oh, man.
I'm flailing here.
It's a crash and burn situation now. But that's all right, because you started out on fire. Let's see, number three. And you've gotten much harder questions than I have this year, to be fair. Number three, where was the one ring when Frodo first picked it up at Bag End? On the mantelpiece, on the floor, or in an envelope? Where was the one ring when Frodo first picked it up at Bag End? On the mantelpiece, on the floor, or in an envelope?
It was on the floor because Bilbo had dropped it there on his way out the door, and then Gandalf held out the envelope to him.
That is correct. So he picked it up off the floor. Yes. Number four. How was Isildur wearing the ring when he was first ambushed by archers, by orc archers?
It was on a chain around his neck.
It was, right. He took it off and put it on. And by the way, that's one thing in the movies they never make clear is how people keep taking the ring off of their chains and putting it back on the chain. We never see that. Have you noticed that? Some of the times Frodo has it on, or Isildur has it on, or whatever, and some of the time it's on a chain, and yet we never see them taking it on or off the chain. It's just there. It's magic, absolutely. Number five. Where on Theoden's sword are two horses depicted? The blade, the hilt, or the cross guard?
Cross guard.
Yes.
It comes around, the two ends of the cross guard come around like horses.
It's horses' heads, yes, right. And number six, what was the name of Peter Jackson's first feature film? Oh, man, you really did get
good
harder.
God.
You really did get harder questions than me this time. There's no doubt about it. This was brutal.
I don't know.
Bad Taste.
I could have guessed for a year and not got that.
Yeah, it was a kind of like cheap horror thing that he used to do. All right, we'll just set these questions on fire.
Absolute domination by Van this round.
That wasn't anything I did. You got robbed. You really got
But you were dialed in today. I felt
I did okay. I feel like if we had gotten equal questions, it would have been a very close contest because I missed three, and that was totally enough for you if you'd had good questions to make it dead even or win. So I feel like when we look back on this year, we'll say this was the year that John really got screwed over by the luck of the draw. And I promise you, as always, I certify that I do not look at the cards before I pull them out to ask you the questions on the air. So I'm going to fold this one away and put it away so that next year we'll have all three of them. All right. Well, that was fun. More fun for some than others, I'm afraid.
And if you did, obviously, you people listening got Orlando Bloom, but if you did better than me or both of us in this, let us know.
Yeah. I would look forward to hearing. You can, those of you that are our AU Wishbone listeners, and a lot of our listeners obviously are, you can use your auwishbone@gmail.com or just go to www.plexico.net. And of course, we're on Twitter. So I guess that's going to do it for another fabulous J.R.R. Tolkien Lord of the Rings trivia extravaganza, holiday trivia extravaganza. Woo! So when are you going to watch the movies again?
My plan, I believe, is to watch the movies after the first year, like after college football winds up and stuff.
We did about a year ago go and see Fellowship of the Ring at the theater in Edwardsville, Illinois. They have a nice little theater that does various things. But I called them up and asked them if they were going to show the other two, and they said they didn't do enough business with it to show the other two. So I'm thinking that for my birthday, see, we do two big movies here in my basement every year that I get to pick. And I'm thinking for my birthday in January, we're probably going to watch Avengers Infinity War just to get ready for Endgame. But I'm thinking for Father's Day, we might go ahead and do The Two Towers down here. So that'll be two movies everybody would like instead of these obscure things I usually pick that everybody hates and falls asleep on. So, all right, John. Well, I appreciate you coming on today. It's the 23rd of December as we record this. So we're very hectic running around getting ready for the holidays. But you having a good holiday season so far?
Wonderful. And I hope you and your family have a wonderful holiday, man.
Very, very much so. Thank you very much. And same to you guys. I guess the Rocket's going to get on out of here for another episode. John and I will be back soon. We've got the conclusion of our James Bond World Cup coming up with Jared. And we're going to do a Game of Thrones update episode. You and I are hopefully in the next few weeks, right? We're going to get that one in.
Yes.
And then, of course, it'll be back to... We talked about doing an episode of this show on books that we like and series of books that we liked. So we got that coming up. So lots of good stuff coming up in the days and weeks to come. So the Rocket's going to get out of here for another episode. We'll see you guys down the road.
Griffin, Tranquility Base here. The Eagle has landed.
This has been a White Rocket Entertainment production.